A state superior court decision could sidetrack state administration plans to change water protection statutes. Earlier this week, the court decided in favor of the Chewitna Citizens Coalition in a case involving what is termed in-stream flow rights to Middle Creek on the west side of Cook Inlet. The coalition filed for in-stream flow rights in 2009, saying that wild salmon populations in the creek need to be protected. But the State Department of Natural Resources failed to process the application. Later, DNR approved a temporary water use permit for Packrim Coal to remove water from the same creek, with the coalition application pending. So the coalition appealed to the courts. The court has decided that DNR failed to follow its own rules. Ron Burnett is a member of the coalition. He says in-stream rights mandate a certain amount of water has to remain in the creek.
Well, what it means to us is now we have at least recognition that our court system believes that there should be water remaining in that stream year-round to let salmon spawn and rear there. But right now, it gives us the right that we have water that's going to stay in these spawning streams.
Burnett says 22% of the Chewitna River salmon spawn in Middle Creek. But DNR's Division of Mining, Land, and Water Operations Chief Wynn Menefee says the decision only mixes up two different kinds of water use regulations.
The decision did not necessarily focus on how an in-stream flow reservation is created or how we evaluate that, but it was more about what do we have to evaluate in order to issue the temporary water use authorization.
Menefee says temporary water use permits are revocable at any time and have a separate set of regulations than do other types of water rights. He says DNR has not decided how to respond just yet.
We have 10 days to file a reconsideration or move toward appeal, and we're considering our options at this point.
The decision highlights the rights of citizens to challenge decisions on water use that could collide head-on with companion bills Governor Sean Parnell has introduced to the House and Senate, HB 77 and SB 26, which would allow only state agencies to file applications for in-stream flow and would remove citizens' rights to appeal state agency decisions on some resource matters. In a press release today, Representative Les Guerra urged lawmakers to support an amendment to HB 77. Which would prohibit the administration from granting general permits for taking water from fish-producing streams in amounts that would harm fish populations.